and the same shadowy palings. Then, something immense came into view. An enormous, shock-haired giant with his arms stretched out. It was the big gum tree outside Mrs. Stubbs's shop, and as they passed by, there was a strong whiff of eucalyptus. And now, big spots of light gleamed in the mist. The shepherd stopped whistling. He rubbed his red nose and wet beard on his wet sleeve and, screwing up his eyes, glanced in the direction of the sea. The sun was rising. It was marvellous how quickly the mist thinned, sped away, dissolved from the shallow plain, rolled up from the bush, and was gone, as if in a hurry to escape. Big twists and curls jostled and shouldered each other as the silvery beams broadened. The faraway sky, a bright, pure blue, was reflected in the puddles, and the drops, swimming along the telegraph poles, flashed into points of light. Now the leaping, glittering sea was so bright it made one's eyes ache to look at it. The shepherd drew a pipe, the bowl as small as an acorn, out of his breast pocket, fumbled for a chunk of speckled tobacco, pared off a few shavings and stuffed the bowl. He was a grave, fine-looking old man. As he lit up and the blue smoke wreathed his head, the dog, watching, looked proud of him. Baa! Baa! The sheep spread out into a fan. They were just clear of the summer colony before the first sleeper turned over and lifted a drowsy head. Their cry sounded in the dreams of little children, who lifted their arms to drag down, to cuddle the darling little woolly lambs of sleep. Then the first inhabitant appeared. It was the Burnells' cat, Florrie, sitting on the gatepost, far too early, as usual, looking for their milk girl. When she saw the old sheepdog, she sprang up quickly, arched her back, drew in her tabby head, and seemed to give a little fastidious shiver. Ugh, what a coarse, revolting creature, said Florrie. But the old sheepdog, not looking up, waggled past, flinging out his legs from side to side. Only one of his ears twitched to prove that he saw and thought her a silly young female. The breeze of morning lifted in the bush, and the smell of leaves and wet black earth mingled with the sharp smell of the sea. Myriads of birds were singing. A goldfinch flew over the shepherd's head and, perching on the tip-top of a spray, it turned to the sun, ruffling its small breast feathers. And now they had passed the fisherman's hut, past the charred-looking little huare where Layla the milk girl lived with her old gran. The sheep strayed over a yellow swamp and Wag, the sheepdog, padded after, rounded them up, and headed them for the steeper, narrower rocky pass that led out of Crescent Bay and towards Daylight Cove. Baa! Baa! Faint the cry came as they rocked along the fast-drying road. The shepherd put away his pipe, dropping it into his breast pocket so that the little bowl hung over. And straight away the soft, airy whistling began again. Wag ran out along a ledge of rock after something that smelled and ran back again, disgusted. Then, pushing, nudging, hurrying, the sheep rounded the bend and the shepherd followed after, out of sight. 2. A few moments later, the back door of one of the bungalows opened, and a figure in a broad striped bathing suit flung down the paddock, cleared the stile, rushed through the tussock grass into the hollow, staggered up the sandy hillock, and raced for dear life over the big porous stones, over the cold wet pebbles, onto the hard sand that gleamed like oil. Splish splosh, splish splosh. The water bubbled round his legs as Stanley Burnell waded out exulting. First man in, as usual. He'd beaten them all again. And he swooped down to souse his head and neck.